Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paris Sinard is the RNC Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. Paris, thank you for coming on the show with us. We're grateful to have you here. It's been quite a week.
It has been quite a week, and I'm glad to be back on the show with you all.
Thank you. I'm curious, you know, the leader of this country, the administration, the person who's in charge of this administration has a very consistent message of needing unity. But a lot of what this administration has already accomplished in basically 24 hours here is the undoing, like Greg Gutfeld was just saying, of a lot of the policies that at least half of this country wanted. How are we going to arrive at a place where these two equally divided factions come together in some form of unity?
I don't see unity as being something that is realistic under the Biden administration, because I view it more as just lip service and rhetoric. I mean, this is the same person who said in his inaugural address that he was going to defeat white supremacy and work to answer the call of racial injustice. Well, that phone has been ringing since the 1994 crime bill that he wrote. That same phone call was ringing. That outcry was there through all 8 years of his term as vice president, and it was the same for his now vice president. When you look at what they've done to not advance racial justice across the nations when they were in power before, I don't see anything in their record to show that they're going to do that now. And when you look at the issue of unity, I'm still waiting on him to, you know, apologize. And the Democrats to apologize for how they maligned all Trump supporters, how they maligned all Republicans based upon the incident that happened at the Capitol, which was disgusting and horrible, but it was not indicative of the entire Republican Party or the full base of President Trump. And so they're not interested in unity. They're not interested in unifying the nation. How can you be when you are now rolling back the Keystone Pipeline, which is going to create thousands of jobs to be lost for American workers? That's not how you unify, by cutting jobs, by talking about raising taxes, especially on corporate tax. That's not how you unify the nation. And then I've been seeing memes and tweets and posts talking about, well, what happened to that $2,000? I mean, the Democrats run the show now. And so, you know, what are you all doing to really unify the nation when now you're trying to go back? You know, during the campaign, you say you're for 2,000, and when it comes to reality, it's going to be less than that. It's because they're not genuinely interested in unifying the nation. They're trying to use that as a term to get people in the media to sign on to what they want to do to advance their radical liberal agenda.
Yeah, unity sure sounds good. We're speaking with Paris Sinard, who's the RNC Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. I mean, in that role where you are an advocate for the Republican Party here to reach out to the Black community and make sure that they're represented in this party, it's a foregone conclusion by the majority of our mainstream media and certainly of the Democratic Party. And we heard it from Joe Biden in his speech yesterday, the implication that he was going to now come in and stop this like reign of white supremacy that exists in our country. And you know, the change of guard between a Donald Trump presidency and a Joe Biden presidency was going to be the solution to that. Do you have anything to say about the last 4 years and the efforts that were made to, you know, provide some actual unity beyond race with Donald Trump's efforts in the White House?
I think we could start by saying Joe Biden, even though he's the president of the United States, he's still a bigot, and his record still speaks for itself. He has yet to apologize or change or show any course of action that would change the fact of what he did and who he is. And so that's not going to change. What is significant is what we can see with President Trump did over the 4 years when he was in office, and that was he expanded the party. He made the Republican Party bigger. He made it expand into areas because he was intentional about it. Having the Black Voices for Trump offices, the Latino for Trump community centers, and the things that he did to expand this party by having serious dialogue and serious things, policies that empowered the American people, especially the Black community and all minority communities, the record low unemployment, the criminal justice reform, the opportunity zones, the support for school choice. This president was serious about engagement. He was serious about his Black empowerment plan called the Platinum Plan, which he was going to have for a second term. He was intentional and he was serious about it, and so was the Republican National Committee. And that's why we saw such an expansive group of diverse Americans coming into Congress, women, Asians, Black Americans, all coming together, being elected. What we did in California alone, blue Democrat California flipped seats and got minorities into Congress for the first time in some of these seats. It was because of the intentionality of the Republican National Committee and President Trump.
Paris Denard is RNC Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. Paris, let me ask you this. You know, over the last 4 years, of course, we've heard the narrative, which is that the president and really Republicans in general, conservatives are white supremacists and they're racists. Is that a platform that you think that Trump changed, that he actually did a pretty good job despite the narrative about him, or have conservatives always just gotten a bad rap for that?
I think that what President Trump did was, and what we saw with the Republican National Committee, was be intentional about engagement and not just talking about it, but actually putting policies and resources behind the serious engagement effort. The Republican National Committee had the strongest, most impactful multi-million dollar engagement strategy effort in modern political history. And I think that Republicans have gotten a bad rap about it for years because the media wants to do that, because they know one thing is true. If they can convince middle America, if they can convince independents, and they can convince Democrats that Republicans are racist, that Republicans are bad, they don't care about the poor or and things of that nature, that will keep the Republican Party base small. It won't grow. And that's what they want. They don't want us to grow. They don't want our message to get out. And so now we had a great message. We had a great messenger and policies, and we saw the Republican Party grow in spite of their false narrative about who we are. So we just have to fight back and be the party of ideas, be the party of unity, be the party of opportunity, freedom, and continue to be intentional about our engagement and highlight our successes and the successes of the people that are running for office, support them, and the people that are in office that won. Look at Biden, Donald's congressional office. He's out of Florida. It's majority, minority, female and Black American, all Republican. That's a good thing for people to see, because he has qualified people who are there serving, who believe in Republican conservative principles. That's a good thing.
Paris, I want to ask you about the Republican Party going forward. I mean, there's basically no power in the federal government right now for Republicans to make any demands, honestly. There certainly are a lot of states that have gone, you know, strongly into the Republican category in this past election where real effective change can happen. But as far as any type of, let's talk about unity within the Republican Party, there is a bit of a question going forward about what President Trump's responsibility and you know, decision is going to be going forward, how he's going to be involved. There's still a lot of time for him to weigh in on that, of course. But what is going to be the unifying factor for Republicans after today?
I think one unifying factor can be election integrity. And that issue, we've heard Democrats talk about H.R. 1, which I hope your listeners look more into on the national level. But we have to get a hold of these emergency measures that were done on many at executive order by governors and state legislatures because of COVID-19 regarding changes to our election laws. I think they're going to move to codify them and make them permanent. We have to start unifying around the issue of having election integrity as something that is central to us being able to survive as a party. Because if they are able to change the rules, bend the rules, and codify them into law permanently, it will be increasingly more and more difficult for Republicans of any type to win elections on a national basis. And so we've got to unify around that issue. The other thing we have to do is not be afraid to say we're Republican, not be afraid to say we're conservative, and not be ashamed to say that we supported the agenda, the America First agenda of President Donald J. Trump and Vice President Pence. It was one that led to some miraculous discoveries like Operation Warp Speed that led to the vaccine of COVID-19 and it led to historic unemployment for several years and led to this president doing things like individual mandate being gone, the pulling us out of these bad trade deals and getting us into better trade deals. The president was, by all objective measures, a successful president, probably the most successful in one term, especially when you look at the opposition that he was under. We've got to be united to fight against voter fraud and voter irregularities and election and fight for election integrity. We also need to be the party of ideas, be positive, and unite around our conservative Republican message that led to President Trump being as successful as he was.
Yeah, I think you're right. The conservative message is the real supreme reigning issue here. And whoever is able to carry that mantle, the message is a winner. Paris, thank you so much for being on with us. We're going to continue to stay in touch with you for the next few years here as we watch this Biden administration, the direction they head. We're going to have very keen eyes on what they do and reaction to it like yours is always appreciated here.
Thanks for having me. We have to hold the Biden team accountable.